If you live in South Los Angeles, these numbers from the city's health department are alarming. 30% of adults are obese, 10% more than in the rest of the country. Also, there are more obese children and a higher level of diabetes than anywhere else in Los Angeles. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports now that local activists and lawmakers point to one possible cause. South LA has few eating choices except for fast food outlets.
So here we are in the corner of Slauson and Vermont, and we can see El Pollo Loco on one corner, McDonald's on the other corner, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut on the third corner, and a Kentucky Fried Chicken and something called Wingworks across the street, too.
And a Quiznos over there you can't see because of the bus.
Marquise Harris-Dawson is executive director of the Community Coalition, a grassroots organization in South L.A. He points out that the mostly black and Latino low-income area has few grocery stores or farmers markets, few mom-and-pop sit-down restaurants, few healthy food alternatives.
I go to McDonald's in this neighborhood and try to order a salad, and they don't serve salads. So it's very, very difficult to make good eating choices when you're in this type of landlocked situation.
The 10 pieces, and what else you have?
The 14 piece, 3 side order, 6 biscuits.
Construction worker Frank Alfaro and his mother Lillian often find themselves at the drive-through windows of the ubiquitous franchises that line the bus routes and major boulevards of South L.A.
Too much junk food around. They don't have regular restaurants, healthy food, only fat foods.
Fast food. And they make you fat.
The city of L.A. already bans candy, soda, and other high-fat snacks from public school vending machines. Now City Council member Jan Perry is taking it one step further. She's proposed a 2-year ban on opening any more fast food restaurants in South L.A.
To create choices, healthy food choices, which is something that we do not have now.
Perry says the ban would allow time to try to attract more full-service restaurants.
Where food is prepared at request, food is prepared to the customer's needs and liking, waiting on tables, the things that you would find in other parts of the city that you don't necessarily find in South L.A.
So any new restaurant that wants to come into the area will have to be approved or not approved?
Correct. It allows me, as the elected official for the area, the opportunity to have greater hands-on as to what comes into the area.
Using zoning laws to encourage good habits is nothing new, says David Sloan, a professor at USC's School of Policy Planning.
Fast food is more and more seen by many people as a nuisance. And nuisances have been regulated by governments for centuries. The same kind of thinking is how we move towards regulating smoking. And we decided it was a nuisance, it was a danger.
Who decides what is a nuisance?
It's funny because in some sense it's the government, right? And then it's the courts decide whether it's a constitutional nuisance. But to some extent it's also the people.
The people, with the help of Councilmember Jan Perry in this case, her proposed moratorium, which is up for a vote this fall, would also offer incentives to attract affordable and more healthy eateries to the area. Joanne Kim of the Community Coalition says she hopes that works because so far bringing in those kinds of businesses has proven difficult.
Who wants to open up shop next to the liquor store where dead bodies are showing up? There's shootings on a regular basis. There's violence and nuisances and blight everywhere. So why would a business want to come in and open up shop next to it? And that is the responsibility of the city, how land is used in these communities.
Kim says she's happy that the city is also taking a look at liquor stores and pay-by-the-hour motels that are also magnets for problems in the city. She's concerned that only the bigger franchises have swooped in to South L.A. to offer cheap and convenient restaurants.
Can I help the next customer?
At El Pollo Loco, customer Christina Hernandez says she thinks it's a good idea to limit the number of future fast food spots, but she wonders if it could cost more.
One of the main reasons people use fast food places so much is because it's cheap and it's fast. So working class people have a limited amount of money, so you also have to consider the next step, which is maybe, I don't know, cafeterias where they have healthier food at affordable prices.
And at the drive-through Taco Bell, Randall Walters and Jay Stone say they'll only be happy if they can continue getting fed at all hours.
tell them more 24-hour healthier restaurants.
How about that? Subway 24 hours more.
And that's healthier?
Subway's healthier than this.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Two soft tacos, no lettuce, and one regular taco.
Would you like anything to drink?
No, ma'am.